now joined by the driver of the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Kyle Larson, the winner of today's Toyota Save Mart 350 here at Sonoma Raceway. We will go straight to questions for Kyle. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Jeff and then work up to the front.
Yeah, I know you have to trust them strategy-wise, but you came out 22nd, so I'm sure you're like, oh, great, now I got to, like, it's going to be hard to get through here.
Yeah.
I mean, what was your mentality at that point, you know, knowing that you have to so far to go?
Yeah, you know, they have a way better understanding of strategy than I do. So, yeah, when I guess we flipped the second stage, and then, yeah, I was like, I'm like, man, we're going to be like 22nd here. There wasn't as many people that had pitted as I thought might. I was like, gosh, I just don't know if I'm going to have time to, you know, the distance that I'm going to have to the leaders, I just wouldn't know if I would ever have time to get there. And then, yeah, I'm just out there clicking laps away. I felt like those guys pitted really early into that run. And so then I ran out in the lead, it felt like, for a long time. And then, you know, I wasn't sure if people were on, like, a three-stop strategy. So, like, when I made my final pit stop and came out behind the guys that had pitted, it seemed like a lot earlier than me. I was like, okay, I mean, it's going to be pretty easy. I beat Ross. You know, Ross didn't – I didn't let him pass me. Like, all these people are probably going to have to pit off in front of me again. And then I was asking, like, hey, am I racing these guys or what? And they're like, yeah, you're racing all them. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm still, like, 10th. So I knew I was going to be faster for – you know, 8-10 laps, but I just didn't know, like, once the tires came up to temp, if, you know, they would equal out at some point, because there were still 20-something laps left, so, it, you know, it did, it definitely got closer to equaling out, but I still just had enough, you know, once I got to third and slowly was gaining on them and timed it out, you know, right to when Martin, you know, got racing with him, that I was kind of right there to capitalize.
We're going to go two here in the front, and the left and the right, and then we'll go back to Adam and Cameron.
Right behind you.
Thank you. That's right. Hey, Kyle. Keenan O'Doherty, Press Democrat. Congratulations. Second time you've won here, kind of like a home track for you, Northern California native. Does it feel better the second time? I know you've only had a couple minutes to really digest it, but does it feel any different than the first time? Feel a little bit better?
No, I mean, it feels similar, I guess. I remember being kind of a fairly similar, you know, final stage, the way that played out. You know, I remember that year we didn't flip the stages, so we, you know, won both stages and then had to restart, yeah, like 20-something, and, yeah, just drove our way to the lead there, and there was other cautions and stuff, but we had a great car again that day. It was the other layout, so we had to use the carousel and stuff. But, yeah, it just feels good to get a win in the Cup Series. But, you know, with it being at home, you know, feels even more special, you know. So, yeah, get to see friends and all that, you know, this week. And really, I think all of us just enjoy coming out here because it's beautiful and, you know, it's kind of a vacation. So it's always a cherry on top when you can finish the weekend off with a win.
All right, Kyle. Kevin Koblak of Sacramento. Hey, you had a great race going down to the turns in 11 down there. It seemed like you were catching them guys at least a second every time trying to catch that pack. And then when you got to Kyle Busch, was there any concern there at all when you were trying to pass him?
Yeah, I mean, I had like thoughts of, well, I guess we'll see where we stand with each other as I was getting closer to him. But, you know, he always races with a lot of respect. So I was very you know, I was surprised. You know, he kind of just let me go and, you know, didn't get race with me. But he's very respectful out there, and he's very smart about the way he manages his races. You know, I think probably going through his mind is like, you know, I'm obviously on fresher tires. If I race him for, you know, a lap, I piss my tire. This is, you know, me thinking what he's thinking. Like, he's probably thinking, you know, I pissed my tires off for a lap, and then now I'm going to – was it really worth it, you know, racing him? So – yeah, he let me go as soon as I got to him, and yeah, it sounded like he got spun on the last stop, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, was very thankful for that because, you know, I just didn't need to waste any time, and he allowed me to just get by and not really slow down. So I was very happy and thankful for that.
We're going to go to Adam and then Cameron and then Jenna.
Adam Carabine, RacingRefresh.com. from an enjoyment standpoint for you in a race like this, do you prefer something like this where you kind of have to pass your way up to the front and win, or would you prefer something where you start on the pole and stay there the entire race?
I just prefer winning. So however you have to do that, you know, whatever. But, you know, I like being on offense, and our strategy was very offense-driven today. So, yeah, that made it fun, you know, because you were the one passing people rather than just trying to fight and hold off and, you know, push your brake zones so you can just hold people off and all that, you know. So I felt like being on offense, I was just able to make less mistakes throughout the day. And, you know, I think people recognized that we were on offense too, so they didn't really race me too hard. My car was just really good in the brake zones because I was on fresher tires. So, yeah, that part of it's fun. But, you know, when you can win, no matter how you win, it's pretty fun.
Go to Cameron, Jenna, and Bob.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Kyle, what about your racecraft just helps you get through the field better than some of the guys that were on the same strategy as you? Because if you look at the results, guys who were on the same strategy, like Blaney, Reddick, Bowman, Suarez, they weren't really able to make their way through the field. Just, you know, what separates your race car from theirs? Like, why was it easier for you than them?
Well, ultimately, we weren't. I think we didn't end up being on the exact same strategy as them. We were to a point, and then, you know, at least judging off of Ross, who I was, in my mind, I was racing for the win at the time, or at least, you know, the first person. You know, we both kind of got through traffic really well, and then it finally got to where it was thinned out, and people started ducking off the pit, and then I lost him in my mirror, you know, so I'm like, okay, he pitted. So I didn't know how the strategy was going to work out. So I think they just made a hiccup on strategy. I think Ross did, and it sounded like, talking to Cliff, you know, Reddick's team pitted and maybe did fuel only. So, you know, I think Chase and myself, I'm guessing, were the only two that really were on the winning strategy. And, you know, just allowed us to be on offense there, you know, that last, you know, second half of the final stage. So, yeah, we weren't really on the same strategy as everybody else. At least at one point we were, and then they got off of it.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Jenna Fryer, AP. Kyle, you said how you had 2 days off this week, the first 2 days off in forever. Back-to-back NASCAR weeks, you're kind of getting back into the rhythm of what your life really is like, and now a win. Are you feeling like you're back in your norm, or do you have like 87,000 sprint car races?
I'm racing
coming
on Tuesday, so that is norm.
No, but do you feel like you're getting back into a much more normal Kyle Larson pace?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. My life stays so hectic that I never really felt like I got off of a normal week for myself. You know, Indy was actually not normal because it was more relaxing than anything. You know, you're just sitting there and you're at the same location every day. People thought that I'm flying back and forth to Charlotte and like wearing myself out, but it was like I got more sleep there than I would at home. But I guess if anything, it gets a little bit more hectic now that I'm just NASCAR racing and just sprint car racing. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'll do more back and forth throughout the weeks and all that, but that does feel normal for me. So yeah, it was really, really nice for me to get to come here this week and get to just do nothing for one day and then just go be a normal, you know, tourist on Thursday. It was just a very relaxing week. And a lot of the drivers, I think, you know, kind of do that. You know, we all stay at the Carneros Inn there, and you know, after qualifying, like right after qualifying, we all hurried back to the hotel. And you know, I thought I was fast, but Bubba and Ryan Blaney, they were all already in the hot tub by the time, you know, I got there. So you know, Denny, you was up there. So it's no, I didn't. I've soaked up the last little bit of sun, but no, it's just we all, I think, just enjoy coming out here and decompressing a little bit. Eagle, Nebraska. It's like 55,000 win.
Go in the back to Bob, and then up front to Steven, and then Jonathan.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. You gained a lot of points on Denny today since he had engine blew, put more distance between you and Truex, and a little bit over Elliott for the regular season championship. Just what could you have thought that after skipping Charlotte that you would be back in this position atop the standings, both regular season and having the most playoff points?
Maybe not so quickly. But yeah, I mean, for sure, I thought, you know, we would still have a great shot to win the regular season title, which there's still a lot of racing left to be had. You know, I could easily have a couple DNFs here coming up. But no, I knew after Charlotte and after seeing how the points shook out, I wasn't out of it. So yeah, you know, their misfortune today really, you know, helps, but we still just have to stay executing and trying to get great stage points, get race wins, obviously, stage wins, all that. But yeah, just we've done a great job executing, so just got to keep that up.
Is it weird at all to go from Star Week, you don't know if you're in the playoffs, to now being, you know, kind of in position to
be the leader? Are we still talking waivers?
A little bit, just because the dynamic seems interesting to me that you don't know if you're going to be in the playoffs.
My point, literally, my mind never wavered. It was always kind of focused on executing and winning the regular season points, you know, whether that be on the owner side or whatever. You know, it didn't really, my mindset has not changed at all. So, you know, just I race to win every single race. So yeah, I haven't really thought any differently since missing Charlotte.
Go up front to Steven.
Steven Sum, frontrace.com. Kyle, with 8 cautions in the first half of the race, was it driving in the final stage? Was it kind of surprising that the entire thing went green at the end after how chaotic it was to start?
Yeah, a bit for sure. I mean, but it was more surprising to me that we were having so many cautions early. I was just like, what the heck? Like, I just wanted to race. We'd go like one lap and they're like, oh, there's a big wreck behind you. And I'm like, God, dang. It just gets annoying having to coast around and save fuel under cautions and clutch it and refire and all that. So I was just wanting to go racing. So, but then, yeah, I mean, then once the race was playing out and, you know, I felt like we were in a good position for strategy, I'm like praying there would be no cautions. So, yeah, it just, it worked out. But, yeah, I'm sure all of us were getting a little bit annoyed and frustrated with all those cautions. And I just kind of had to remind myself, like, just stay focused, stay calm, you know, don't get over anxious on one of these restarts and give it away.
With the new surface, was there kind of like a sense of like everyone was still trying to figure out what to do and that's why it went clean to the end? And also, what did you think about driving on the surface as well?
Yeah, I as far as the cautions went, I'm not sure what was causing them. I haven't seen any replays yet, but so I don't know if the surface had anything to do with that as far as like being extra aggressive because there's more grip. And then, yeah, I mean, for me in the surface, I'm very bad at, you know, wore out surfaces on road courses. So I was happy when I heard they're repaving Sonoma because I knew it would kind of lend itself to me, you know, somebody who's not easy on tires. So, yeah, it did, you know, and I think same thing like Watkins Glen. Once they repaved that place, got much better. So keep repaving road courses.
Go in the back to Jonathan. We have a question over on the left, too.
Hey, Kyle. Jonathan Howard with On3.com. You know, I know that you say you don't pay attention to strategy a whole lot, and you get in the car and drive it, but how nice is it to have, you know, you're a driver that is that way. How nice is it to have Cliff Daniels on the box where you know you can trust what he's telling you, what he's telling you to do, and when he tells you to do things, that it's the right thing for you to do?
Well, I mean, that's all you really can do when you're behind the wheel is just trust that they've got it figured out. And then, you know, as long as you keep the car on the racetrack, don't get passed by people, usually whatever strategy I feel like you're on is going to typically work out okay. You may not win, but you're still going to finish good. So, I'm out there trying to figure it all out and whatnot. You know, I had an idea of the strategy before the race started, and then we had those whatever it was, 8 cautions. And then I'm like, okay, in my mind, I'm like, well, is this a one-stop race now or is this 2-stop or what? And then are people still on 3-stop? Because it was going to be between a 2- and a 3-stop race. So then I'm out there making laps. I'm just trying to figure it out. And you know, they spent about a lap on the radio explaining the situation to me, and it just, you know, it helped. I like to have, like, a picture of what's going on, you know, what are people doing around me, and, you know, it helps. That helps me kind of execute my race.
Hi, Kyle. Bill Sessa from the Napa Valley Register. Your foundation has a fundraiser going on this weekend. First of all, do you have any update? And do you think winning today will draw more attention to it?
I just got out of the car like an hour ago. So I think visors are probably just coming off people's helmets. So I have no update for you. But, no, I am – either way, I'm happy to have support from the competitors. And, you know, hopefully we can raise a lot of money. And, yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to own a race one visor from Kyle Larson? So hopefully it goes for a lot. Jenna, you should bid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've heard you make a lot of money, so, you know. Big IndyCar girl. I'm glad to see you here. I know you like hearing that.
Any final questions for Kyle? A couple of follow-ups from the front.
And Kyle, this is also your 20th win since joining Hendrick at the start of 2021. 3.5 years, 20 wins, championship, points leader now. Just, I guess, what can you say just about how you, Cliff, and everyone on Hendrick have just, you know, just really gone out and just, you know, taken over a lot of the competition?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, that's a great milestone, you know, to get 20 wins in really a short period of time is special to me. So, wish I could have been here a long time ago, but no, it's just a phenomenal organization. I mean, it's the best in the business, and you know, the timing also couldn't be any better. You know, I feel like I've gotten to Hendrick, you know, when they're really at peak or back to what peak used to be. So, yeah. And then being with Cliff Daniels and the whole five team, you know, they are also, you know, great at what they do. So just a lucky person. And you know, hopefully you'll have get 20 more wins in a short amount of time.
All right. We have time for a couple more. We'll go to Jeff and then wrap up with Adam.
I noticed that Friday and Saturday Knoxville's in action. Do you think you might do a double duty with Iowa being so close?
I'd like to. I'd like to, for sure. Friday is tight on schedule. I don't think we're done practicing at Iowa Speedway till like 5:30. So, yeah, I mean, I'm guessing hot laps are at 6:30, so tight window. But, yeah, so I plan on it. We'll see how Tuesday goes. I've tore up a lot of equipment so far, so if I continue that, maybe we won't have enough stuff left. But, yeah, that's my hope. I would love to get more laps there at Knoxville. I don't typically ever get to race there before the Nationals, and it would be good to get more laps there.
I'll wrap up with Adam.
Yeah, just a follow-up about driving on the new surface. What was the physical toll like on you today? Some other drivers were mentioning it was pretty rough out there, just really driving like qualifying laps basically the entire race.
I don't know. It didn't feel much different as far as physicality to me. Every road course you go is pretty physical. You know, at the end I'm pushing and I'm getting, you know, tight and tensed up. You know, I noticed like my lower back, but that would be typical for Sonoma, I feel like, in the past. So, yeah, it didn't feel much different to me.
All right, Kyle. Well, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Oh, is he? Did Denny make himself the top seed? I don't know. I haven't paid attention to the bracket. Did you do one?